The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Shelby Brown on the run. Kicks on the right side. There's Jonak open for the jumper. It's up and good. She drains the three. And the lead back out to four here for Elm Creek.
Today, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Penetration here by Johnson, and Johnson lost the basketball. Turnover, pass up ahead on the drive. Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will score, and he's fouled!
It's a full Saturday of high school hoops with the best teams in the conference battling for the championship today. It's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, a new Tech Heat pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bush Carlisle from the Vero Events Center in Kearney. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Vero Event Center. Time now for championship basketball in the Fort Kearney Conference as Overton and Elm Creek will hook up for a doubleheader of championship hoops between these two schools, the Overton Lady Eagles and the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. About set to get things underway here. Earlier this season, a game played in Elm Creek, a tight one. But a win for Elm Creek on the home floor, 63-58, a pretty high-tempo game just about 1 week ago. And now they'll be getting together this time for the conference championship game. And we're really looking forward to the matchup on both the boys and girls sides. We were there last week for that that doubleheader that came down to the wire on both sides of that doubleheader. And we're really looking forward to what we're going to have here tonight at the Vero Event Center, which is a great venue for this event. They cast it within the building itself, so the big screen, they will have replays, and they'll provide to the fans that they're so interested video of it. I mean, this has been a great venue, a great partnership between the Vero Event Center and the Fort Kearney Conference for this event over the last few years here, and we're really excited to be part of our tradition of bringing you all the games on Championship Saturday right here on ESPN. So, again, Overton, Elm Creek, a boy-girl doubleheader, a game on the boys' side that came down to the final possession, the final shot of the game last week on the girls' side. It wasn't quite that tight, but it still was an outstanding game, a five-point game won by Elm Creek on their home floor, and we're really looking forward to this matchup. Elm Creek, they're actually the four seed in the conference tournament, while Overton is the number two seed on the girls' side. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will announce the starters for both the Buffaloes and the Eagles as we turn our attention to the girls' game. We come back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. Let's give you our starting lineups, and we'll begin first of all for the Eagles of Overton. They will be in their road red uniform. Their road blue uniforms. Wow, I forgot the name of that color. Danny Jewett, a 5'11 junior, will make the start with Addie Fisher. She is 5'6 and a senior. Kinsey Enix, leading scorer for Overton. She'll make the start. She's 5'8 and a senior. Abby Miller, 5'6 and a senior. And Madison Beavers, 5'9 and a senior for head coach Chelsea Losey. Now for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, Hannah Robbins, a 5'4 sophomore, will start with Shelby Brown. She is 5'9 and a senior. Mackenzie Dale, 5'5 freshman, will start with Cassie Sutherland. She's 5'5 and a senior. And Corinne Jonek is 5'6 and a senior for head coach Mike Ford. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. For Overton, their leading scorer is Kinsey Enich. She averages 22.6 points per ball game. Beavers averages about 8.5 points a game, and Jewett a little bit over 6 points a contest in the game as well. And for Elm Creek, their leading scorer is going to be Brown. She averages right at 12 points per ball game. Jonek and Sutherland are both a little bit over 8, so pretty balanced scoring for Elm Creek here in this championship game. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, the tip between the Eagles and the Buffaloes for the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship. We come back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back as the starting lineups just wrapping up here, and we're just about ready to get things underway. As we mentioned, Elm Creek will be in their home white uniforms. They're on the top side of the bracket as the number 4 seed. Second seed at Overton. The Overton boys and girls are both the number 2 seed, so they're on the bottom side of the bracket. So they'll both be in their familiar road blue uniforms. And we're just about ready to get things underway here as Madison Beavers comes out of that huddle and walks out. Doing the jumping here for Overton will be Danny Jewett. And she'll be doing the jumping here as we're just about ready to get things underway. To the center circle for Elm Creek will be Shelby Brown. And we are set to get things underway here at the VO Event Center. Amherst won both the boys and the girls. Consolation game. Chance for both of these two schools to sweep the championship bracket. The opening tip is controlled by Elm Creek. A quick little runner up on that left side. And Mackenzie Deo has the first 2 points of the ball game. She took that opening tip and just drove all the way in. Nobody shut her off, so she hits the jumper on the left side. Addie Fisher will pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Elm Creek. On the run is Deo after she pulled down the rebound after Overton's miss. And that'll be a turnover here as they weren't able to take care of the basketball with Elm Creek. They lost it, and Kinsey Enix will bring the offensive zone. She'll dribble, give it off on the right side here for Madison Beavers. Top of the circle for Fisher. She'll get it on the baseline. Jumper's good for Abby Miller. So Abby Miller answers right back here for Overton, and we are tied at 2 in the early stages of the game. For Elm Creek, Hannah Robbins has it, and She'll ball fake it a little bit. Give it off on that last side. Penetration here by Shelby Brown. Brown moves her hands around, gets the defender out of position, and Danny Jewett will pull down the rebound after the miss on the other end. So in the offensive zone, slowly is Kinsey Enix. She gives out a little hand signal. Hannah Brown's going to pressure her a little bit, and they'll bounce it out here on the left side for Addie Fisher. Fisher's pass will be stolen away. On the steal here is Deo. Deo with the steal, with the layup. Missed the shot, and it goes out of bounds. She was the last to touch it. So Deo was able to make the steal, but not able to make the layup. As it goes out of bounds, and Overton will get the basketball here. Enix dribbles. Picked up defensively as they screen off Hannah Robbins. They'll get it on the baseline here for Fisher. Fisher's jumper is no good. And rebound into the hands of the Buffaloes, Cassie Sutherland. And Sutherland will bring it across herself. She'll kick into the corner here for Jonak. Jonak had a couple of big threes in that game last week in Elm Creek. In the lane with it is Shelby Brown. Brown lost the ball, and coming out of there with it is going to be Beavers. Madison Beavers with the steal, tries the layup a little bit too strong, and she wasn't able to come up with the basketball. So a couple of turnovers here for Elm Creek, but Overton has not been able to really capitalize, and we're still tied at two with 5:45 to go here in quarter number one. Top of the circle with it is Robbins. Robbins gives it left side for Jonak. Jonak gives it off for Sutherland, and Sutherland's long jumper no good and rebounded by Kinsey Enix. So Enix is able to pull down the rebound after Elm Creek missed that long jumper on the baseline, and Enix will take it at the elbow, throws it down on the baseline. That's Fisher, and Fisher will drive and score. So 2 points here for Overton, give them a 4-2 lead. And some nice passing on the inside. Shelby Brown will kick it out. Shot will not fall. Kinsey Enix is able to pull down the rebound. And we've got a foul here. No, check it, not a foul. They've lost the basketball, and it just rolls out of bounds. Overton, I thought we had a foul away from the ball. And I turned around, and Kinsey Enix and Abby Miller were tracking down the ball as they just kind of lost it. And we're going to have a kick on the inbounds here for Kinsey Enix. So Overton turned over the ball. And not really sure how, but it's inbounded now by Sutherland on the baseline here for Elm Creek. And it's going to be stolen away. Making the steal is Miller. Miller gives it to Enix. Enix on the dribble. Will cut back in on the baseline. And before she can even try a shot, she's being held. So there'll be a foul here on Elm Creek. And a foul is going to be on Deo. That'll be her first, team's first. Inbounded. Here's Overton. Addie Fisher, 15-foot jumper good. They set a little screen for Fisher. She caught the ball at the elbow and was able to just stroke that one in. And it's now 6-2. 4-point lead for Overton. Robbins gives it top of the circle. Penetration here by Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland looking for a backdoor cut. Coming on that baseline is Jonak. And Jonak is fouled on her way to the basket. She put up the shot, and that is when she is fouled. So Danny Jewett's going to be called for the foul. And to the free throw line goes Elm Creek's Corinne Jonak, and her free throw is up and no good. So she misses the first. And Jonak on the season is about a 60% free throw shooter, and this one is no good. So she missed both of them, but it's rebounded by Shelby Brown, and Brown kicks it out. Jumper up, no good. And coming out of there with it right now on the dribble is Kinsey Enix. Enix will put up the shot. She is fouled from behind the arc, and she's going to go to the line and shoot three. So 6-2. Right now, Overton with the lead. And the foul is whistled on Hannah Robbins. And the free throw by Enix is good. So Enix shooting three here. First one's good. Second one is good. And Kinsey Enix in a little bit of a rhythm there at the free throw line. And she can do a lot of damage from the free throw line. She's a 71% free throw shooter, and she makes all three of them there. So now 9-2. 4:05 to go here in the first quarter. Little ball fake here by Mackenzie Dale. Pass out on that left side. Hannah Robbins has it, and then she lost the basketball. Elm Creek turns it over, and here come the Eagles on the run. Dribbling down the sideline is Fisher. She'll kick it back out here for Madison Beavers. Entry pass inside for Jewett. Jewett shot no good. Gets her own rebound, and she'll put that one up and in. So Jewett missed the first, but she is able to make the second. And it's now 11-2. Dale works the top of the circle here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins out for Cassie Sutherland. And we'll give it off on that baseline. Turnaround jumper here by Deo, and Deo will score. So Deo was not closely guarded, and Mackenzie Deo was able to just kind of find a little open space there. Here's Abby Miller in the lane. She'll get it off for Jewett. Jewett's shot will not fall, and the rebound tipped out. Another jumper up, offensive rebound, and a foul is going to be called as that rebound is put up by Addie Fisher, and Fisher... The shot wouldn't fall, but she's heading to the line. Couple of offensive rebounds on this trip here for Overton. And the foul is going to be whistled on Sutherland. Free throw is up and good. And so Fisher with one more free throw coming up here. She makes the first. And Fisher rolls around. That second one will not fall. Offensive rebound by Jewett, and Jewett will score. Danny Jewett. Offensive rebound and bucket, and now it's a 10-point ball game. 14-4. Overton has the lead, and a pass nearly stolen, but Hannah Robbins comes up with it for Elm Creek. Almost stolen by Kinsey Enix, and I think Enix now is going to be called for a little hand foul here. So Kinsey Enix with her first personal foul. She got in a little foul trouble Friday night at Elm Creek, and that took her out of the game for a little while, and that was a difference. That was not the difference. It was a difference. Sutherland gives the top of the circle for Robbins. Robbins has the dribble, and she'll give it top of the circle here for Jonak. Jonak stops outside the lane, and we'll give it back out here for Dio. Dio's long three is no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Miller. So Miller pulls down the bound. And slowly in the offensive zone comes Kinsey Enix. Enix off of a screen, stops left side, could have shot the three, but she'll give the ball off instead. A little penetration here by Abby Miller. Miller had the shot partially blocked. And coming up with the basketball here is going to be Sutherland. So Sutherland will get it off here for Shelby Brown. And Brown on that left side is going to kick it out. Here's Dio. She's going to fire a three. It's no good, and Kinsey Enix now on the dribble for Overton. She'll stop at the free throw line, kick it on the baseline. Shot no good here for Miller, and it's going to go out of bounds as it was partially deflected. And I think that was Brown who got a little bit of the basketball and out of bounds. Inbounded for Jewett, and Jewett very quickly, really before Elm Creek looked like they were ready, was able to pull the trigger on a shot. And she makes it. So it's now 16-4. Time out here for Elm Creek. They trail it with a minute 47 to go. 16-4. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Welcome back. As Elm Creek trailing it now by a dozen. calls the timeout. They bring in the offensive zone. They'll throw it on the baseline here for Dio. Dio's entry pass could be stolen away by Danny Jewett. So Elm Creek turns the ball over again, and Jewett will give it to Kinsey Enix. Enix with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter will dribble on that left side, and she'll get it off for Beavers. Beavers on the drive, kicks into the corner here for Addie Fisher. Entry pass is on the ground. Coming up with it is Beavers. Beavers gives it to Jewett, who gives it to Kinsey Enix. Enix will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound by Shelby Brown. Brown, facing a tremendous amount of pressure, actually lost the basketball, but it was last touched by Overton. Either that or she threw it off of somebody's leg. In any event, it is going to be Buffalo basketball, and they take a little extra step with it, and Elm Creek has just turned it over. Right now, Elm Creek just needs to find some way to get back into this basketball game. A lot of time left, obviously, with a minute 3 to go in the first quarter, but they have not gotten a very good start to the game at all. Fisher is going to kick it out here for Jewett, and Jewett drains a three. And on the other side of the court, Overton has 19 points here in the first quarter. We got a minute left. They make the steal. Beavers with the steal. Hands it to Kinsey Enix, and she'll turn it over. Couldn't quite get her footing down. As she made the steal, and then they turn the ball over. So now Brown will inbound it. So no penalty there for the turnover. Brown gets the ball back. She'll hand it here for Sutherland, who now brings across the timeline. They tried to trap that first pass. In transition, three-pointer on the right side for Dio. It's no good. And Beavers pulls down the rebound, and then they turn it over, coming up with the ball with Sutherland. And then Sutherland is going to be fouled. So Sutherland makes the steal, and we'll see whether or not now she can make the free throws because she was hit on the arm. So Sutherland shooting two here, and the first one is up, and it is short. 19-4. And the foul was whistled on Kinsey Enix, and that is her second. Now, foul trouble hurt Overton. Kinsey Enix foul trouble hurt him in their first matchup. The second free throw here is up and good. So it's now 19-5. And Jewett will get it to the elbow here for Beavers. Beavers kicks right side. Jumper on that right wing is no good for Alex Carlson, who came in. So Overton missed the shot. And the rebound was taken out of there by Sutherland, I believe. Entry pass down low for Sage Martin. And Martin walked with it. Couldn't quite get her footing underneath her as she moved those feet. And so that defense for Overton forces the turnover. 12 seconds to go. Overton with the ball in the offensive zone. Fisher will help work it back out here for Danny Jewett. Jewett gives it on that left side. 3 seconds left. Right wing with it is Fisher. Fisher gives it off for Jewett, and Jewett hits the baseline J. Danny Jewett at the buzzer. Hits the jumper from about 14 feet away, and it's 21-5 at the end of one quarter of play. Overton in control right now, and they'll have the ball to start the second quarter. They lead it 21-5 when we come back right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, here a 21-5 lead for Overton, and they've got the basketball as we start the second quarter, and they get it on the baseline, an open look, and it is up and in for Madison Beavers. There wasn't anybody near Madison Beavers, and she was able to stroke that in right away. So nice little bit of basketball there as they got the ball in to Beavers, and Beavers with that very simple stroke. Around the perimeter, left wing. Here's a jumper by Dio, and Dio hits it from about 15 feet away. And Mackenzie Dio is able to stroke it in. So Dio with the bucket. And a little drive on the inside. Shot's up and good for Jewett. Check it. It was Madison Beavers who hit the shot. Entry pass, and we've got a foul. That's going to be a reach here on Danny Jewett. So Jewett is going to be called for the foul, the hold. Inbounded. They get it in the lane, and Brown will score. So Brown with a post move essentially on that inbounds play, and it's now 25-9. Overton leads by 16, but they turn it over. It's stolen away. On the run here is Brown. She'll shoot off glass. No good. Rebound taken out, and a long outlet pass for Miller. Miller with the rebound. The outlet. Beavers is going to be fouled on her way to the basket. Nice outlet pass by Miller after the miss by Elm Creek. And that's going to result in some free throws on the other end. So Beavers will shoot two here. And the first free throw is up and good. And the foul is whistled on Sage Martin. That is her first. Second free throw for Beavers. Up high as it hit the back of the iron. No good. Brown pulls down the rebound. And I think my computer is still working. It doesn't sound like anything's broken here. The pass was a little bit errant, and I'm not quick enough to knock that one down. My computer's working, but it doesn't look very good. I got to admit. I think it broke my screen. All right, anyway, we're still playing basketball. We're driving here on that left side, and Shelby Ferguson lost the ball as it goes out of bounds. We'll put it back together with some scotch tape. We'll be all right. 6:16 to go here in the second quarter. It is 26-9. And by the way, Kearney Catholic at the end of one quarter of the Luplat Conference girls semifinal, championship game rather, they lead at 13-4 at the end of one quarter. So I think Ravenna's slowing it down. Pass to Kinsey Enix, knocked down, and Elm Creek is able to finish the steal. Coming up with it is Brown. She'll kick it up ahead, right side. Dio will fire the long jumper. It's no good. And then on that left side, loose ball picked up. It's up and in for Shelby Ferguson. So Ferguson gets the rebound and the putback, and here Beavers will answer on that right side. 15-foot jumper good for her. So Overton answers right back. It's 28-11, 17-point lead here for Overton. And they'll slow it down a little bit, Will Elm Creek. Sutherland will start her dribble, and they double-team her. She's bumping with Addie Fisher there. And now they'll get the ball right back into the hands of Sutherland. She passed it away just momentarily. She gives it right side here for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson gives it right wing. Jumper up and good for Dio. And Dio is able to stroke it in just inside the three-point arc. She hit the baseline, Jay, and Overton's got the ball back. They're going to slow it down. Kinsey Enix throws it on the baseline here for Miller. Miller's pass goes over to Fisher. Fisher lost it, but picking it up is Alex Carlson. Entry pass in the lane. Now a drive here by Madison Beavers. Beavers' jumper in the lane is up and good. Madison Beavers was able to dribble a couple of times in that lane to her right, found an open area, and hit about a 13-foot jumper. Penetration by Brown. She'll kick it out. A little runner now here for Sutherland. Sutherland's shot won't fall. Rebounded by Beavers. Long outlet pass. And slowing things down here is going to be Addie Fisher. The long outlet pass, but Fisher didn't have an angle. She'll give it to Kinsey Enix. Enix is going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebound in underneath for Miller. Miller's going to kick it out. The jumper on the right side is good for Addie Fisher. So Fisher is able to stroke it in on that right side, and it's 32-13. Again, offensive rebounding really helping Overton out here. Sutherland gives left side. Three-pointer up and good for Dio. 32-15, timeout for Elm Creek with 3:56 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Overton right now winning the rebounding battle 14-10. And in terms of turnovers, 6 turnovers for Overton and 11 for Elm Creek. Right now on the scoreboard, it is Overton 32, Elm Creek 15. And into the offensive zone is going to come Kinsey Enix. She'll give it off on the right side. Jumper is no good for Miller. Miller missed the shot. And coming down with the rebound, and now on the dribble is going to be Brown. Brown will penetrate, kick left side for Robbins. Robbins shot, no good, but she's fouled. Shelby Brown with the rebound on the other end of the court. As Overton missed the shot, and then the nice rebound by Brown. She was able to outlet it as she dribbled all the way up court. And now two free throws coming up here for Hannah Robbins, and the first one is no good. She was fouled by Abby Miller. That's just her first. And again, Kinsey Enix with a couple of fouls here in the early stages. She got in foul trouble a week ago, and we'll see whether or not that becomes a factor here. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Abby Miller. And here comes Overton. They give it to Enix. Enix working against pressure by Hannah Robbins. Enix picks up her dribble, passes tip, but Alex Carlson comes up with it between the circles. They get it at the elbow to Mackenzie Beavers, and Mackenzie Beavers will lose the ball, but Alex Carlson's able to track it down, and Addie Fisher's going to reset the offense, pass on that right side. Abby Miller doing a great job of keeping Hannah Robbins from making the steal. Ball back in the hands of Miller. Miller will give it to Enix. Enix will drive the baseline, and she'll score. Kinsey Enix with a strong drive from the corner all the way in to underneath the basket, and she now has 5 points in the ball game. Top of the circle, here's Robbins. She'll give it off left side. And now dribbling is going to be Sutherland. Sutherland will penetrate. Sutherland takes it high off glass. No good. Rebound is ripped out of there. Almost turned over by Mackenzie Beavers. But Elm Creek with a pretty good look there. And then the rebound by Beavers. Enix on the dribble. Gives it to Beavers at the free throw line. She'll pass it on the right side here for Alex Carlson. Carlson almost had it stolen away by Ferguson. And now Ferguson does force the turnover. She knocked it loose and off the leg of Overton, and it goes out of bounds. Jewett going to check back in here for Overton. In for Elm Creek comes Corinne Jonak. 2:23 to go, second quarter, 34-15, a 19-point lead right now for Overton. So Elm Creek has some digging to do. They're in a bit of a hole. Pass top of the circle to Dio. Dio's pass deflected. That'll be another Elm Creek turnover. And slowly in the offensive zone comes Kinsey Enix. She's going to milk the clock just a little bit as Robbins will put pressure on. Lob pass inside. Jewett will make the catch. Jewett being double-teamed, and she'll lose the basketball into the hands of Shelby Brown. So Brown waits for traffic to clear. She's going to drive all the way herself, takes it on that left side, and will bank it in. Nobody shut her off, so she dribbled through the lane and was able to bank it from about 4 feet away. Here's Kinsey Enix. Enix with the jumper. Can't get the shot to fall. Gets her own rebound, and there's a foul. She is able to snag down the rebound. And Shelby Brown is going to be called for the foul. So Enix will shoot two here. And that's the first foul on Brown. And Enix's free throw is no good. Well, we mentioned it before that Kinsey Enix is a pretty good free throw shooter. 71% on the season, and she does make the second one. So Kinsey Enix goes 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's now 35-17. From the right elbow, Sutherland will pull up for a 15-foot jumper. It's no good. Last touch by Overton. So on the baseline, Hannah Robbins will toss it in with a minute 18 to go in the second quarter. 35-17, an 18-point lead. And Brown gets the pass. It's going to be blocked by Enix. And Enix is able to come up with the basketball. And she'll dribble, kicked on the left side, jumper by Miller. Miller's shot won't fall. Jewett's got it now. Jewett with a little floater. It's no good. Rebound taken out here for Miller, and then we've got a foul. They got it off here for Kinsey Enix. Enix with the catch, fired up the shot, and she is fouled on a three-pointer. So now Kinsey Enix... Well, she went through this before where she had three free throws and she stroked in the first three that she saw from the free throw line. We'll see what she does here, and this one is short. The foul, by the way, was on Mackenzie Dio. That is going to be her second. And here comes the second free throw for the 71% free throw shooter, Kinsey Enix, and she'll make that one. Final minute of the first half. 58.2 to be specific, 36-17 after that made free throw. And her third free throw is up and good. So she makes 2 of 3 after being fouled, putting up the three-pointer. Sutherland brings it across the timeline. A little 2-3 zone here for Overton. They give it off on the right side here for Dio. Dio enters it inside for Jonak. She'll kick it back out, top of the key. Here's Sutherland for the long jumper. It is no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched, I believe, by Jewett. It's off one of the Eagles. And so Robbins will toss it in here for Elm Creek. And they get it in for Jonak. She'll hand it off here for Dio. Dio open for the jumper. No good. And snagging the bound is going to be Mackenzie Beavers. And she'll give it off for Kinsey Enix. And we'll see whether they milk the clock a little bit. They bounce past the right side for Addie Fisher. Fisher is going to drive immediately. Extra pass inside. Shot won't fall here for Abby Miller. And the ball knocked out of bounds as Miller tried to track it down. And that'll be off of her hands. And Elm Creek will have an opportunity for the final points of the second quarter. 19 seconds to go as they bring it across the timeline. Brown's going to drive in the lane and she'll rattle it in. About 13-foot jumper there. So here comes Kinsey Enix. 7 seconds left. Enix, top of the circle. Passes on the left wing here for Fisher. Fisher, the ball is knocked loose. It's going to go in the backcourt. And that will do it for the end of the first half. The loose ball is tipped at the end, and that will basically be the end of the first half. It is 37-19, an 18-point lead here for the Overton Eagles at the break against Elm Creek. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We are at intermission where Overton leads Elm Creek 37-19 here in the championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament played at the Viero Event Center. And after this game between Elm Creek and Overton, we'll have our next game between Elm Creek and Overton, the boys' championship game between the top seed and the second seed. Overton, of course, the number two seed. Elm Creek is the number one seed on the boys' side. In fact, Overton is the two seed on both the boys' and girls' side of the bracket. Elm Creek, the four seed, has advanced here to the championship game, but they're trailing Overton at the break here, 37-19. Unofficially, taking a look at some of the team statistics, Overton is 14-32 from the field. Elm Creek, 9-23 shooting the basketball so far here in the first half from the field. Overton is 8-12 from the free throw line. Elm Creek is 1-6. 21 rebounds for Overton in the first half compared to only 13 for Elm Creek, so an advantage of 8 there. And when it comes to turnovers, 12 turnovers against Elm Creek, 8 times Overton has turned over the basketball. And here at halftime, it is 37-19. Let's take a look at the individual numbers for you as well. And we'll begin, first of all, for Elm Creek. And so far, pretty good day for Mackenzie Dio. Dio with 10 points here in the first half. She's the leading scorer here for the Buffaloes. She's got 10, 6 points for Shelby Brown, and 1 point for Cassie Sutherland, 2 points for Shelby Ferguson. And so there's your 19 points right there. They trail here at intermission, 37-19. And again, they're shooting right at 39% from the field. They are 0-for-3 from behind three-point range as well. For the Overton Eagles, so far they're being led by, well, no surprise, Kinsey Enix. She's got 8 points, but in terms of overall scoring, my apologies, Danny Jewett is leading the way. She's got 13 points at intermission. Madison Beavers has 9, and then Kinsey Enix with 8 points, Addie Fisher with 5, and Abby Miller with 2 points here at the break. Unofficially, 14-32 from the field, so they're shooting right at 44% here in the ball game. They're 1-3 from behind the arc for 33%, and they've hit 2/3 of their free throws, 8-12 from the free throw line, and they lead it here at intermission by a score of 37-19. So there's your score, an 18-point advantage at intermission here for Overton over Elm Creek in the first of two games between these two schools for the Girls and Boys Championship here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We're going to take another break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We are at intermission where Overton leads Elm Creek 37-19 here in the girls' championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Over in Ord, the Luplat Conference Finals going on the girls' side. And right now, Kearney Catholic very much in control on the girls' side against Ravenna, 32-6 at halftime. Only 6 points for Ravenna. They did not score their first field goal until the final minute of the first half, and they hit four free throws. There's your 6 points, and the Stars right now with a 32-6 lead over Ravenna at halftime of the game on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Right here, it's Overton, who scored 21 points in the first quarter. They got 16 in the second for a total of 37 here at the break. And again, Elm Creek found a little bit of offensive rhythm in that second quarter, getting 14 points, but they still fell a little bit further behind as they trail here at intermission, 37-19, as that defense for Overton really has kind of swarmed things under, and Elm Creek has not been able to get things going on track here. A number of turnovers, and again, Overton has just done a great job of rebounding here in the ball game as they have an 8 rebounding edge after the first half, and they lead it here at intermission by a score of 37-19. And we'll remind you, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're going to step away. We'll be back with the third quarter with our score, 37-19, a comfortable advantage here for Overton, and we'll be back with the third quarter. We come back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Again, Amherst won the girls' consolation game 46-40. And on the boys' side, the Amherst boys, by the way, Pleasanton lost the girls' consolation game. Amherst with a 46-40 win over Pleasanton. Then the boys' consolation game went to Amherst over Wilcox Hildreth by a score of 66-58. And now we're in the girls' championship game where at intermission, it is a pretty comfortable lead here for Overton, 37-19. We'll have the boys' championship game between Overton and Elm Creek coming up. That's set for an 8 o'clock tip here at the Viero Event Center. Again, Elm Creek only 5 points in that first quarter, while Overton got a great start, leading it 21-5 at the end of one quarter, and it's been about that same distance throughout the course of things here as we'll start the second half. With Elm Creek having the basketball and Kinsey Enix stepping out of bounds to inbound it, and it turns out it's Elm Creek basketball. So Hannah Robbins will toss it in. They had a nice little moment there. Shelby Brown brings in the offensive zone, and she'll bounce pass it on the right wing here for Jonak. Back around the perimeter, they give it for Robbins. Top of the circle for Dio. Dio will give it off for Robbins. Robbins, nice entry pass. Jumper no good for Dio. Offensive rebound for Brown. Brown can't get the shot to fall. And finally, ending the possession is going to be Danny Jewett as Jewett comes up with the basketball. Kinsey Enix has it, brings it in the offensive zone. And on that right side, quick jumper won't fall. And the Shots missed, but rebounded there by Jonak. So she'll bring it up here for Elm Creek. And Robbins will work it around the perimeter. Top of the circle for Sutherland. Sutherland looking inside. Nothing going on there. Brown is posting up, but they'll give it right side for Robbins. Off of a screen, they give it to Dio. Dio pass in the lane. They collapse on Brown. Brown somehow comes out of there with it, and then she lost the basketball. That'll be an Elm Creek turnover. And again, when that ball went in there, they just the Overton defense just collapsed all over her. Pass by Kinsey Enix is a little bit too high through her teammates' hands, and that'll be an Overton turnover. So our halftime score remains true here. It's 37-19. Overton with the lead with 6:40 to go here in the third quarter, and a timeout for Elm Creek. They call timeout with 6:40 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Metheny Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in the third quarter right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. 6:40 to go here in the basketball, in the third quarter, rather. And Elm Creek needing something to happen. So Coach Ford maybe drew something up. We'll see. As coming up here is going to be Sutherland. Sutherland on the left wing enters it in. And Robbins will kick it right back out. A little penetration. A little screen there set. And Dio will be able to score. So Dio on that baseline is able to hit about a 10-foot jumper. And now on the dribble here is going to be Kinsey Enix. Enix kicks it left side. Pass back out top of the circle for Madison Beavers. Beavers jumper banks it in and it rolls around. And Madison Beavers, nice shooter's touch there as she's able to answer right back. That lead is 18 for Overton once again. They lead at 39-21. On the baseline, Sutherland kicks it into the lane here for Robbins. Robbins in a little trouble, is going to kick it out. Here's a three-pointer for Jonak. It's no good. And the long rebound hit the back of the iron. And I don't know if one of the Buffaloes touched it, but in any event, after the miss, it does go out of bounds. So in the offensive zone is going to be Kinsey Enix. Enix gives left side here for Addie Fisher. Fisher, 15-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, no good for Jewett. Another rebound inside for Beavers. Beavers' shot won't fall. And we've got a foul whistled on Overton. That'll be on Jewett, trying to get the ball back after she was battling for that rebound. So she is going to be called for her third personal foul. So she's got three. Kinsey Enix has a couple. So two starters with some foul trouble here for Overton. Not terrible just yet, but it is worth discussing. Jonak will work it around for Sutherland for Elm Creek. They give it to Brown on that right side. Brown working against Jewett, takes it through the lane. She took an extra step, yep. That one just kind of looked awkward. And so that'll be a turnover. Alex Carlson checking in here for Overton. For Elm Creek, Shelby Ferguson into the game. Ferguson will knock the ball loose, but it goes right back out to Kinsey Enix as they try to enter it in. And they'll give it off on that right side for Alex Carlson. Carlson gives it on the baseline for Madison Beavers. Beavers at the elbow for Miller. Now on that right sideline is going to be Beavers. Beavers shot, no good. Offensive rebound, no good. Another offensive rebound won't fall for Miller. And they're going to tie up a rebound with Brown and Miller on the inside. So a couple of misses here for Overton, but also a couple of offensive rebounds, and they'll get a team rebound here as well. Off the inbounds, Kinsey Enix will fire a three. It is no good. And snagging the bound is going to be Sutherland here for Elm Creek. She'll bring it in the offensive zone, tries to get the ball back, but Kinsey Enix knocked it away. Coming up with it is Ferguson. Ferguson's going to drive, and on her way up, she lost the basketball. That'll be a shot, actually, for Elm Creek, but it goes out of bounds. 39-21. Overton up by 18, but Elm Creek will have the basketball. They're going to say it was deflected out of there. I think Enix may have touched it. In any event, it is Elm Creek basketball. And now on the drive here is going to be Sutherland. And Sutherland on her way to the basket is held, but before she can put up a shot. Addie Fisher called for the foul. That is going to be her first, team's second of the second half. And inbounded, here's a three-pointer for Robbins. Robbins three, no good. And coming down with the rebound is Overton. Snagging it was Abby Miller. So Abby Miller with the rebound. And she'll set a little screen here as Kenzie Enix will pull up for a long two. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. And I think that's going to be on Overton. Yep. And that foul will be on, it's going to be on Elm Creek. Kinsey Enix is going to fire the three. It is no good. The foul, by the way, was on Ferguson. Three-pointer missed here by Overton. And then rebounded out of there by Sutherland. And so in the offensive zone is Elm Creek. They're going to fire a three here. Dio couldn't quite hit the shot. Long rebound. Goes down to Kinsey Enix. She's on the run. Her pass on the baseline. Falling down is Miller. And so Overton will turn the ball over. So a little turnover, and they're going to try to pressure the ball, but Brown is able to handle it. Gets it up ahead here for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson kicks in the corner for Sutherland. And now top of the circle, Ferguson's got it. Entry pass inside for Brown. Brown is hipped. She's been kind of hip-checked there. By Overton's Madison Beavers. So Elm Creek inbounds underneath their own basket. Quick entry, quick shot for Sutherland, won't fall. And tracking it down in the corner is going to be Overton. That's Beavers pulling down another rebound. And Madison Beavers comes across the timeline with Kinsey Enix. Enix has the ball stripped. Nice defensive play there by Hannah Robbins, who stripped it and then was able to tie up the basketball. Possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek, and we got a timeout here for the Eagles. Overton calls timeout with 3:02 to go in the third quarter. They still have an 18-point lead. They lead at 39-21. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 3:02 to go here, third quarter, 39-21. It was an 18-point lead at the break for Overton, and they've been able to maintain that lead as Sutherland will inbound it. Pass up ahead to Mackenzie Dio. Dio's going to stop, kick left wing here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins finds a trailer in Sutherland, and they'll get it on the baseline. Jumper rolls around, won't fall here for Dio. And pulling it down is going to be Kinsey Enix. So Enix is able to pull down that defensive rebound after Elm Creek missed a pretty good look at the basket. And here comes Madison Beavers, finds a backdoor cutter. Jumper's going to be up and good for Addie Fisher. They had it top of the circle. Fisher snuck in the back door and got a nice pass. So an easy bucket there. Robbins has it in the offensive zone, gives it for Brown. Brown's going to kick it right wing. Sutherland, she's going to fire a three. It's going to be saved, but into the hands of Abby Miller. So here comes Overton. They get it to Kinsey Enix. Enix is going to drive, take it all the way in off glass. Good. Kinsey Enix just kind of leaning in, and the inbounds pass tipped around. Coming up with it is Hannah Robbins. Robbins is able to get it up ahead to Brown. Brown leading a three-on-two break here. We'll give it off on the right wing for Ferguson. Ferguson passes on that left side, and it's going to be stolen away. Elm Creek with another turnover. It was knocked loose there by Madison Beavers, and now Kinsey Enix will bring in the offensive zone, throws it underneath, shot up, no good, but a foul. From half court, the snap pass to Alex Carlson, who was right underneath the basket, and now Carlson's going to go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. The foul is going to be on Shelby Ferguson. And for Ferguson, that will be her second foul. And the free throw is no good here for Carlson. But she's got one more coming up. So Alex Carlson steps back to the free throw line, where she's a 56% free throw shooter. She missed the first, makes the second. She certainly was due for that. And it's now 44-21. So stand right at her shooting percentage from the free throw line. Overton now leads the ball game by 23 points. They've been able to extend the lead in each of the three quarters. Dio will give it off right side. A little penetration here for Sage Martin, who checked in. She puts up the shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Madison Beavers. And she'll give it to Kinsey Enix. Minute 15 to go. Enix has her shot blocked by Dio. And then the Brown is able to come up with a rebound. So Elm Creek able to come up with a block. And we got a pass on the inside just on the beginning of a drive. And that'll be a foul here on Elm Creek. But before the shot. And the foul. Check that is against Overton. My apologies. And that is going to go against Danny Jewett. That's going to be her fourth. I just simply misspoke there. Brown gets the inbounds. Shot is up and no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Or is it out of bounds? No, just out of bounds. It's Elm Creek basketball. Last touched by the Eagles, so Elm Creek will maintain the possession here. And they'll get it for a turnaround jumper. Tough shot on that inside. Another offensive rebound by Brown, and Brown will score. Shelby Brown is able to pull down that that rebound. And that was a nice job of basketball there by Brown. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 44-23, 21-point lead for Overton. Fisher's got it, top of the circle. Pressure being put on here by Cassie Sutherland. They'll give it for Kinsey Enix on that left side. And now they'll snap it across court here to Addie Fisher. Pass in the lane for Beavers. Beavers makes the catch, but can't make the shot. And the rebound comes out to Sutherland. 17 seconds left. Dribbling on the right side is Sutherland. She gave it away, now gets it back, stops at the elbow, falls down, and it's going to be a kick. It's whistled on Kinsey Enix. So they'll stop the clock with 10.4 to go here in the third quarter. And the Buffaloes will inbound underneath their own basket. Sutherland to toss it in. They cycle through, and they're going to be able to find Sage Martin with the basketball, but Martin has her pocket picked by Kinsey Enix. Enix on the dribble. 3 seconds left. Enix going to dribble off glass. Good. Split the defense. Hit the layup at the buzzer. And Kinsey Enix able to make the steal on one end, the layup on the other, and we'll head to the fourth quarter with Overton leading it 46-23 over the Elm Creek Buffaloes as we'll head to the fourth quarter of the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship game. Coming up right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Well, we've got 8 minutes to go, and Elm Creek's going to have to score twice as many points as they have in the first three quarters and hold Overton scoreless in order to force an overtime. If that gives you an idea of the mountain that the Buffaloes must climb, then I guess that would be an accurate depiction. Overton will also have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Addie Fisher gives it to Kinsey Enix. Enix and Fisher just playing a little catch right now. And on the right side, Fisher's got it. And they'll give it top of the circle here for Kinsey Enix. Enix gives it off left side. Long jumper too strong. Madison Beavers pulls down the rebound. And the jumper rolls around and is good for Addie Fisher. So Addie Fisher is able to hit the shot there after a couple of misses here for Overton. But they keep rebounding, and that's what they've been most effective at. And here, Corinne Jonak took a little extra step for Elm Creek, and that'll be a turnover. Sometimes you get the bear, and sometimes the bear gets you. Elm Creek on their home floor won last Friday night against Overton by 5, but, well, tonight the Eagles have been up to the task. Addie Fisher will give it to Kenzie Enix. Enix in the left corner to Fisher. Now penetration here by Madison Beavers. Her jumper rattles in and out and back in. Why not? I mean, they have been shooting the basketball very, very well. They lead it 50-23. And Sutherland will kick on the left wing here for Dio. Dio's going to fire the three. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by the folks wearing blue. So Elm Creek will inbound the basketball. They'll send back in the battle Hannah Robbins. And also out there is going to be Shelby Ferguson. And for Overton, Mackenzie Beavers came in. Off the inbounds, long deuce up and good here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins comes right into the game, gets her hands on the ball immediately, and is able to stroke it in. It's now 50-25. Kenzie Enix leaning it by 25, brings in the offensive zone for Overton. Right wing, they get it for Abby Miller. Miller enters it in for Jewett, and Jewett's going to be fouled. She's going to head to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two. And Jewett on the season, a 46% free throw shooter. 6.5 to go. She'll shoot two here in the fourth quarter. And the first one is up and good. The foul, by the way, on Dio is her third. And the second free throw is no good. And the rebound to Kenzie Enix. So Enix gets the offensive rebound. She'll give it to Jewett on that left side. And Jewett will stroke in a deuce. Just on that left baseline. And everything is going the way of the Eagles. Shot on that right side, rattling in and out. And then back in a long two by Shelby Ferguson. That was a nice look there by Ferguson. She had her feet squarely on the three-point arc. Kenzie Enix on the drive, takes it off glass. She just outruns everybody. It's up and in. And Kenzie Enix now has 14 points. Jewett's got 16. Beavers with 13. Driving here is Brown, and she's off glass and scoring for Elm Creek. Shelby Brown, very similar to what Kenzie Enix just did a moment ago on the other end of the court. Enix now will dribble with that left hand, working to get some pressure here by Robbins. Enters it inside for Jewett. It's tipped, comes up to the Eagles, and then stripped away. Nice steal there by Shelby Ferguson. So Overton is turning over the ball. They kick it up ahead here for Robbins. Robbins going to drive. Left-handed shot off glass. Good in the corner over there. And it's now 55-31 as we got a timeout here for the Buffaloes. With 5:17 to go in the fourth quarter, a 24-point lead here for Overton. Timeout Elm Creek. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Mack.
Kenzie Enix on the drive. She'll kick it off on the right wing. Madison Beavers strokes in a two-pointer just inside that three-point arc. Just like that, Overton has extended their lead. Cassie Sutherland will kick it on that left side. Backing in here is going to be Sydney Martin. Martin gives it to Brown. Brown's going to drive. Brown's going to get it up and in. Good, strong drive for Shelby Brown, and she'll head to the line. Great drive there by Brown, and she'll have a chance to finish it off here, as that'll be now the fifth foul as a team whistled against Overton. And the foul will go against Danny Jewett, and Jewett has just fouled out of the ball game with 16 points. Might be too little too late for the Elm Creek fans, however. The free throw was up and good. ...57-34 after that three-point play. Kinsey Enix protecting that lead and the basketball. Gets it off on that left side. It's knocked out of her hands by Sage Martin and out of bounds. So a 23-point lead with 4:37 to go here for Overton. They'll get it into the hands of Kinsey Enix. And Hannah Robbins will foul Enix. That is just their fifth foul. Inbounded again here for Enix. And again, another foul immediately by Hannah Robbins. So Robbins now has three. Team has five. You might want to find someone else to commit the foul here on Enix if that's the strategy to get him to the free throw line. They inbound it for Enix, and she's going to drive on that left side. And wow, another left-handed layup. She can do it with the right hand. She can do it with the left. Kinsey Enix now has 16 points in the ball game. Dribbling is Brown. They'll kick it back around. Here's Robbins firing a three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound is on the ground, and it's going to be out in the hands of Brown. Brown gets it. They'll skip it now right side for Sage Martin. Martin in a double team, throws it in the middle. Nice catch inside for Sutherland, and her shot won't fall, but she'll be heading to the free throw line. How that ball got into Sutherland and how then she found a way to even get that close to the basket, I'm not sure. But she is fouled, so she's going to shoot two here. And the first one is up and good. So she makes the first one. The foul, by the way, was on Mackenzie Beavers. That's just her first, so not a major factor here at all. And Sutherland's second free throw rolls around and is good. 62% free throw shooter is able to make both free throws. And it's 59-36. Right wing, Madison Beavers works it on the baseline. It's deflected. Last touch by whom? It was last touched off the hands of Sydney Martin. So Enix will inbound for Overton. 3:47 to go before they get a cut down the nets and become conference champions. Right side, three-pointer, no good for Kinsey Enix. Rebound to Elm Creek. As Sutherland has it, they kick it up court, and that'll be out of bounds. When I say kick it up court, it literally was kicked up court on that long bounce pass by Overton. For Elm Creek, Shelby Ferguson going to check into the ball game. Also back into the game is going to be Hannah Robbins. So the Buffaloes make a couple of substitutions here with 3:37 to go. They'll get it in for Hannah Robbins, who will give it off left side for Ferguson. Ferguson top of the circle driving, kicking it. It goes off the hands of Dio. She's able to track it down. Dio will step up, long jumper on that right side, no good. And pulling down the rebound again was Beavers, and she'll give it to Kinsey Enix. Enix off of a screen, dribbles right side to Beavers. Skip pass on the left wing here for Mackenzie Beavers as she got the pass from Madison. And now Kinsey Enix has it. Enix pass through the lane. Jumper is up and good. Great pass to set up Abby Miller. And that was a nice pass by Kinsey Enix. Here's a three by Sutherland that's going to go out of bounds as that was a little bit short of the mark. And our score remains 61-36. Overton with a 25-point lead and the basketball with 4:48 to go. Kinsey Enix working against the pressure by Hannah Robbins. And pretty good contact going on here between Robbins and Enix, but entry pass inside for Mackenzie Beavers, and it's Beavers who will be heading to the free throw line as she was fouled. And she will be shooting two. And so the foul is going to be on Shelby Ferguson. That's now three on her. So a couple of free throws coming up here. And the first one is no good for Mackenzie Beavers. So Mackenzie Beavers will have one more free throw on the way after that miss. And Mackenzie Beavers is a 21% free throw shooter, and that one is off the mark as well. 61-36. As Shelly Ferguson is on the dribble, has a little contact with Kinsey Enix. Enix knocked the ball loose, and Sutherland was able to pick it up. And the foul is going to be called on a reach here by Addie Fisher. And for Addie Fisher, that is only her second. Honestly, in a 25-point game in the final 2.5 minutes, I don't know if anybody qualifies as being in any foul trouble. That is going to be 7 fouls, even though there's only 6 on the board here. So Sutherland is going to shoot the front end of a 1-and-1, and it is no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Beavers. So Sutherland couldn't get the front end of that 1-and-1. And Beavers pulls down the rebound. Kinsey Enix is on the dribble. In the offensive zone, Addie Fisher's pass is deflected. And so Overton turns the ball over. And slowing things down is going to be Anna Areta, who came in. She'll give it on the right side here for Shelly Ferguson. Kicks it back out for Areta. She's going to fire the three. It's no good. And finally, pulling down the rebound is going to be Mackenzie Beavers, who then will give the basketball out here for Kinsey Enix. And she slowly, now in a hurry, will bring it in the offensive zone and hit it with that left hand on that left side. And Kinsey Enix now has 18 points in the ball game. And we got a timeout here for Elm Creek with a minute 37 to go. And both teams will be substituting freely for the final minute 37. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. It's 63-36. Overton with the lead. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here, as we'll try to get the names for you as best we can. Shelby Brown has the dribble right now, passes it off, losing the basketball. As it goes out of bounds is going to be Sydney Martin for Elm Creek, but it was last touched by Overton, I believe. Yeah, so she's going to inbound it, is Martin. And Anna Rada is out there. Inbound the ball here is going to be Cassie Sutherland. They give it for Brown. Brown stops. She's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound in underneath here for Overton is going to be taken out by Diana Arp. Now across the timeline, dribbling is Tara Lease. Lease down that right sideline is going to stop with a minute 10 to go. Get it to Shannon Callahan. Callahan's jumper's up and good. Shannon Callahan powering it up right underneath the basket. Nice job with those hands. On the dribble here is going to be Cassie Sutherland. Gives it back to Brown. We're going to have a little hand check foul called on Overton, so that will result in a 1-and-1. Both teams right now in the bonus. And Brown to shoot the front end of a 1-and-1. And Brown is a 63% free throw shooter. She's been at the line about 106 times on the season. So that's a pretty solid effort. She makes the front end of the 1-and-1. And her second free throw is on the way. And it's a little bit too strong. I jinxed her. And the rebound taken out of there by Overton. Tara Lease being double teamed. And Brown is able to make the steal. Brown makes the steal. She's going to lay it up a little bit too strong, but she is fouled. So she'll go line and shoot a couple. So for Tara Lease, the foul on her, and that's actually going to be her second. And Brown now shooting two with 41.7 to go. And her free throw's up and good. Shelby Brown, 14 points. Now make it 16 points by making both of those two free throws. And it's now 65-39. Tara Lease on the dribble on that far side. Lost it. Gets it back. She's working against some pretty good pressure here by Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland staying right with Lease. 5 second count. Got to be close. Yeah, there it is. As Elm Creek is able to force the turnover. And Cassie Sutherland will get the ball in here for Sydney Martin. Up ahead for Brown. Brown hands it back out for Sutherland. She's going to fire a three. It's no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Shannon Callahan. Callahan gives it up to Lease. We've got 10 seconds left to go. Entry pass down low for Kaiser. Kaiser gets it out. Jumper up and good. And that will do it. 67-39. It's Overton picking up the win here against Elm Creek as the Overton Eagles get to cut down some nets if they so desire. The ladders come out, and it is Overton 67, Elm Creek 39. We'll be back and wrap things up here as we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, really a dominant performance tonight for Overton. They win it 67-39 as they cruise in this one. And the Kearney Catholic girls also with an easy win as they win 57-17 over Ravenna in the Luplat Conference Girls Championship. And that is a final from just a moment ago on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Let's check the numbers. Rebounding. Dominant performance for Overton, 42-23 over Elm Creek. In terms of turnovers, 15 turnovers for Overton, 17 for Elm Creek. So not a major factor, but that rebounding, wow, it was dominant. When you out-rebound a team by 19, and a fair number of those are offensive rebounds, that turns into some pretty good shooting percentages. And that's been the case tonight here for Overton as they were 28 of 60. They shot right at 50% from the field. Elm Creek was 16 of 49 here in the basketball game. So there's kind of your difference in the shooting percentages. And again, that's all powered by those rebounds that Overton was able to pull down through the course of the night. For Elm Creek, leading the way, Shelby Brown. She finished with 16. Mackenzie Dio with 12. Hannah Robbins, 4. Shelby Ferguson with 4. Cassie Sutherland finished with 3 points. And Shelby Brown, great job rebounding. She had 14 of the 23 rebounds for Elm Creek on the night. And that's a solid, solid effort pulling down all those rebounds. So a great performance for Brown. A double-double, 16 points, 14 rebounds. But it wasn't quite enough as they shot about 33% from the field. And the shooting for Overton is going to be considerably better than that as we take a look at their numbers. They shot 28 of 60 from the field, so right at 47% on the game. Kinsey Enix finished with 18 points, Danny Jewett with 16, Madison Beavers 15, Addie Fisher with 9, Abby Miller with four, Shannon Callahan with two, and Alex Carlson with 1 point here in the basketball game. And again, they shot unofficially 28 of 60 from the field, so right at 47% on the night. They were 1 of 6 from behind the arc for about 17%, but shot pretty well from the free throw line as well, 56%. They were 10 of 18 from the free throw line. And again, the Overton girls, a dominant rebounding effort today, led by Kinsey Enix. She finished with 10 rebounds. Beavers had 8. Addie Miller had 8. 7 for Danny Jewett. 5 for Mackenzie Beavers, and Addie Fisher, Shannon Callahan both pulled down a rebound apiece as, again, they out-rebounded Elm Creek unofficially 42-23, and they just really had a solid, solid effort tonight, and Overton wins it 67-39. We're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap up the Misco Sports post-game show coming up here in just a few moments. We'll remind you that Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll take one last break. We'll be back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center as the Overton Lady Eagles with a comfortable win in this one, 67-39. Kind enough to join us to talk about it. Chelsea Losey, the head girls basketball coach at Overton. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you.
It's always nice to come away with that conference title. Huh? You guys really played a dominant game. I had you out rebounding Elm Creek by 19 rebounds in the ball game. Just really just smothering defense, great offensive rebounding. You guys just really kind of dominated from the word go.
Oh, yeah. This is what we wanted coming into the tournament, was to get Elm Creek back. We got exactly what we wanted, and I think from that game last Friday, we knew exactly what we were going to have to do if we did get them again. We're going to have to play defense, rebound, crash the boards. We also knew that they really like to shoot from the outside, so we had to take away their outside game, and I think we did that. We forced them to go inside. They weren't making too much from the outside, and inside they weren't being very successful either. So on offense, passing the ball was the key for this game. We needed to pass the ball, get girls open, and get good looks. We were reading the defense well, so that helped us out. Also, we've been very helpful. They played box and one on Kinsey. We've been working on that really hard. They've been very helpful with getting her open as much as possible. So.
Yeah, and Danny Jewett kind of stepped up offensively in that first half. She finished with 16 points in the ball game, and Beavers, much of it was rebounding for her and scoring up front. When you get points from other sources, it really opens up Kinsey as well.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting points from everybody. When they got open, they knew they could shoot it, and that's a confidence thing. Everybody's getting their confidence back. Everybody knows they can shoot and make the ball, so that's helping us out.
And again, you guys are kind of building on some momentum. I mean, kind of you'd much rather win the conference championship game than that regular season game a week ago. So really kind of heading in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're peaking at the right moment. I think we're figuring out what works for us, And we're also figuring out how to defend other teams also. We're figuring out that we need to be aggressive on the half court and not so much full court, but also take advantage of the full court. We're trying to mix it up a little bit. So.
Yeah, Chelsea, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice win.
Thank
you very much. Cut down a net.
Thanks.
All right, congratulations, Chelsea Losey, head girls basketball coach of the Overton Eagles. They win it 67-39 over Elm Creek. So a nice win for them, and we'll see who can win between these two schools for the boys' championship game. It'll be top-seeded Elm Creek taking on second-seeded Overton coming up here, and they will tip that one off in about 40 minutes here from the Viero Event Center. Once again, our final in girls basketball, Overton 67, Elm Creek 39. And by the way, it is a final. The Kearney Catholic girls remain undefeated. They won very comfortably against Ravenna in the Luplat Conference Finals. It was a final of 57-17. So congratulations to the Lady Stars. We're going to step away for probably about a good half hour or so. We'll be back with the boys' championship game between Overton and Elm Creek. That's coming up here in about a half hour to, well, actually closer to 40 minutes here on ESPN 1460. For our engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Randy Bushgarter. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with boys' championship basketball in 40 minutes right here on ESPN.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.